This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1112. Spilled something? Good luck with that.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What can you say to someone when they just spilled something? How can you make them feel supported even if you have to leave the situation? Find out what to do in this potentially funny or awkward situation today.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just hanging out. But I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, have you ever had an embarrassing situation where you dropped something or you like spilled something and other people saw you like having to clean it up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Happens all the time.
Yeah, me too. I recently had, like, you know, one of those Greek yogurts. I was opening it up and, like, the whole thing splattered everywhere. It completely exploded. And that wasn't the first time that happened. Something about me and yogurt.
Oh, no. That happens to me a lot with, like carbonated water or soda cans or, cans sometimes. And it'll, like explode because of all the carbonation, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Yogurt for me, that's my weakness, yeah, for that situation. Yeah, and it takes so long to clean up because it's, like, really gross, too.
Oh, you know where that also happens is when you travel to higher altitudes and something is closed. Like, I had a sunscreen thing, just a bottle of sunscreen closed. And then I went to Denver and I opened it and it, like, it was this thick white stuff and it just splattered everywhere.
Oh. Oh, gross. Oh,
gosh. Because it was under pressure. Yeah, the worst. So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's
anyways,
so funny.
Yeah.
So we actually have a listener question about this type of a situation that she, I think she was in. Okay. But before that, Lindsay, we wanted to thank, the people who, reviewed us in our app, right?
Exactly, Michelle. I just want to yell out a couple names and we are so thankful to you guys. Thank you to Freddie100685, Almanwari on January 14th from Oman, Noke MD from the US, Kakatona 98 from the US, Tinta Roja 34 from Colombia, Compromiso from the US. Guys, thank you so much for leaving a review. Guys, if you're not trying the app yet, you should go over there and listen. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and be sure to leave your review right there in the app store. All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. That's great. Thank you so much.
And guys, ask your question inside your review because I just grabbed a few great questions from the reviews and sent them over to Michelle and she's going to write some episodes based on them. So
that's right. We really do. We really, really do take your questions, guys. So please send them over to us.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, should we read this question?
I think it's
from Amana from Japan.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I will read the question for us. So the student says, "Hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. Happy New Year, and thank you always for the great, great podcast. I have a question. I'm wondering what I can say after asking someone if he or she needs help and they say they're okay, meaning no help is needed. Today I was at work and I saw a coworker who had spilled his coffee and was cleaning the floor." Aww. Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad for people when I see that.
Oh, me too.
The floor was almost clean, but I asked him anyway if he needed help. He said he was okay, and we chatted a little. After a little chat, though, he was still wiping the floor.
Aww.
I could not find any words to say or do anything at the moment in that scenario. I wanted to say something nice before walking away from him, even though I didn't help him. I could have said something like, good luck with that, but it sounds a bit cold to me. I would be grateful if you could tell me some phrases that I could have used in that situation in a future episode. Thank you. And this is Mana from Japan. Oh, that's such a good question, Mana.
I like this question. I like it because it's really about personality, I think. You know, because even in this kind of situation, you can really show your personality and connect with someone. And this just sounds like so silly, but you really can.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can make fun of yourself. You could say, oh, that happened to me the last week. You can make a joke.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, I'm so clumsy. You know, I do that all the time. But all kinds of things we could do here to really connect, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You really got to read the situation. We always talk about that, you know, and there's so much you have to think about, you know, quickly. But I mean, first of all, I mean, I think that it was nice of our listener to ask if this person needed help, you know, I mean, what do you think about saying good luck with that?
Well, I would be careful there because in the US, at least, there's kind of a trendy way of saying that phrase in a sarcastic way. So with the tone, oh, good luck with that, right? Good luck with that, right? It's something negative, like, oh, I don't want to go to my class. I have an exam. Maybe someone that you're kind of arguing with, you could say, oh, good luck with that, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Michelle? Do you agree that we use that sarcastically?
Yeah, I think it is used sarcastically. So that's why I think, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in the episode. It really depends on your relationship with the person. Like, it could be said in kind of a funny way, like, oh, all right, good luck with that, you know, like, and that could be funny and the person could laugh. So I think it depends on the tone of voice, how the person reacted to spilling the coffee, right?
Right. It depends on so many things, but it's true. This is such a good question because if we say the wrong thing, I agree, Mana, with you, it could sound a little cold. It could feel a little bit cold. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So guys, today we are going to, you know, talk about some things to think about when someone is, you know, fixing something. Maybe they spilled something or maybe they made a mistake or something like that. And what should you think about in these situations and how will that lead you to respond in a certain way with your English?
Yeah, I love it. So let's dive into it, Michelle. What do we have to keep in mind?
Well, the first one is, what is your relationship?
Okay. Ooh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So, I mean, I think if it's your boss, you may want to insist on helping a little bit more. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. But, you know, you could say something like, oh, please, I insist. But if your boss says no, you can say, I would say something like, okay, well, I'm really sorry about the spill or something like that. But you don't need to wish them good luck. That might be over the top. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. And I mean, especially when we get to the next point, I think it all starts with that is like, how does that person view the situation? That's how you react, right?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, the idea of who is this person and how close to you are you to them? What's your relationship to them? What's the working relationship? That could inform your decision, I would say.
Right. Whereas, I mean, with a friend, you know, you can be a little bit more casual. You might just say something like, yeah, oh man, all right, let me know if you need any help or something like that.
Or you could tease them because, like, oh, you're so crazy.
Right.
Like,
that's true. Exactly. And that, you know, in any case, I think that even if somebody says no, you could hand them an extra napkin, even if they didn't ask, you know?
What do you think? Yeah. It's always, you know, even. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Sometimes it's good to just anticipate what people want, even if they're going to say they don't need it. Just give them that napkin and then just kind of be on your way. And that's kind of nice because that means you did help, but you didn't have to like say a million things to show that you're going to help, right? Sometimes it's not even the words that we say, it's what we do.
Right. It's just, yeah, exactly. That's a really good point, Lindsay. So what's the second thing that we have to think about?
What do you think of the All Ears English podcast? Leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to the show and ask us a question inside your review. If it's a good and specific question, then we'll answer it on the show.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So how serious is the situation? I mean, so do you mean by this, how serious does the person take it? Or like, what is the context? Like, are they presenting in front of 100 people or is it just the office back room?
I think it's more about like if they spilled something and it's like a huge mess, or like, I mean, for example, okay, in the coffee situation, it sounds like it's not too bad unless the person got burned or something, right? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean is like, you know, nothing tragic happened, you know, if they dropped their like engagement ring down a, like down and the garbage disposal or something.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that before?
No. Oh God. Oh,
I know people who have done that. I know a couple who that happened to them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so scary.
Or like, yeah, so their like, wedding ring or something. I don't know. It's dead. It's gone. It's like in their drain somewhere.
It really was the garbage disposal. I mean, the drain.
It was the drain. I think of the tub or something like that. But yeah, some they can't get it because it's a rental and they can't like tear apart the whole drainage system.
Oh no!
So goodbye, wedding ring.
Right. So in that situation, the person is probably, that's pretty serious, right? So, I mean, if they are dropped something or, you know, you say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Please let me know if I can help, you know, maybe insisting a little bit more, or, you know, if the person maybe is getting ready for a presentation, their presentation starts in 1 minute and they just dropped all of their index cards, you know, it's a little bit more intense. That's what I mean by this question.
Yeah. And that's why it's all about just like kind of reading that person, like how are they reacting to it? And that would be the way that you should react to it, right?
Exactly. And that leads us to the last thing that you should think about, which is maybe the first thing, actually, what you're saying. It seems like this should really be number one. And that's, does this person have a sense of humor about it, or how are they reacting to it? Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that. I think it starts with that. For sure. Because, you know, some people take things differently. In some cases, even if it's a situation that we would find scary and serious, somebody might be like kind of lighthearted about it and not care as much, you know?
Right. I mean, like with the yogurt, I mean, it went everywhere, but I was laughing about it. I mean, it's funny. Like, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. So if somebody said to me, like, good luck with that, like, you know, in a fun way, not in a rude way, you know, I would have been laughing. That would have been fine. Right.
Yeah. I wish I had more examples of good luck with that, because that phrase, it's just very, you know, it just depends on your tone of voice. It depends on how you're using it. So.
Right. I think good luck with that. I mean, just real quick. I mean, I think. It reminds me of actually something on Seinfeld, because I think it's something that one of the characters would say, because a coworker of mine used to say that to me. And he was a big fan of that show. So I think it's like, good luck with that.
Did it come from a particular episode? Like, did you?
I don't remember.
Must be an episode. Must be like a line in an episode or something. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I think it was like, good luck with all that, something like that. I think it's just a kind of a fun thing to say, but I wouldn't say it in a serious way. I don't know if it would read the same, like, oh, good luck with that. I don't know, it just would sound funny.
For sure. It's such a good question though from the student. I love this.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, I think just one thing to remember, like we said, is insisting might be the best option. You know, even if somebody says they don't need help, you know, just say, oh, you know, I insist, or just help them. You know, you don't need to say anything. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, more so today's episode isn't necessarily about all of the phrases, but what you have to think about. And like you said, Lindsay, it's more about in this situation, I think, what you do than what you say.
Exactly. I agree with you, Michelle. That's so true. I mean, and, you know, as long as we are, I guess, respecting people and reading them properly, and that can be tricky across cultures too, right? Because sometimes we might see someone react in a certain way, right? And culturally, we're reading it wrong. But I mean, we have so much to learn when we work across cultures. So what can you do?
100%. 100%. Yeah. So what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, this is about personality, guys, and reading the situation. First of all, Mana, thank you for this question. Such a good question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We love it. We've given you guys three things to think about, and maybe start with that idea of like, how is the person treating it themselves? Because that's where it starts. If you want to connect with someone, you look at the way that person is essentially taking in the world, right? And we start there. That's empathy 101, right?
Right, right. Because this person might just be laughing about the situation. And then you said, Lindsay, you could say like, oh my gosh, I'm so clumsy. That happens to me all the time or something like that, you know? And I think it's about being relatable and friendly. And that's, you know, that's so important. And just think about how you would feel in their situation, but more so how they actually feel.
Yeah, because it can be kind of lonely when you spill something and then like everyone else kind of walks by and watches you clean up. It's kind of more just the act of being there on your knees cleaning things up. You feel silly. You know what I mean? And it's kind of nice when someone else just grabs a towel and helps out and doesn't even like, you don't even need to talk, right? When you're helping them, just help them out.
Right. It's just like this awkward moment if you're doing it by yourself and you're like, oh gosh, you feel like everybody's looking at you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I mean, most people say they don't need help, but like if you offer them help, you know,
they will.
Exactly. So don't be afraid to help out and insist. Read the situation. But yeah, I love this question.
Yeah, this is such a good question. All right, Michelle, this has been a good episode. And I want to remind you guys, if you're taking IELTS this year, go over and sign up for the IELTS Energy podcast. You don't want to miss that one. All right. Excellent. And we are almost done with February here, Michelle. We are getting to the end. We are almost in March. Isn't that crazy? I can't believe
that's awesome. Getting towards, you know, longer days and warmer weather. Oh, I can feel it now.
All right. It's coming. All right, Michelle, I hope you have a great day today and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.